100 Morning Show.
So, tell me about this nightclub called Zamboni in New York City.
Oh, okay. Now,
is this even legal? I mean, I don't even know if there's a problem here. But anyway, go ahead. Tell them the story.
Okay. So a story broke maybe like a week or two ago about a nightclub called Zamboni. They're calling it a luxury nightclub here in the city, where they've decided that there is one zodiac sign they will not allow in. And it is because they've realized that every time there is a fight or a brawl of some sort, the person responsible is that zodiac sign. So they said, just to make it easy and have a good time and make sure we're all safe, these people are not allowed in there anymore. And I wanted guesses from you guys as to which zodiac sign that was, because it actually surprised me. I would have guessed Scorpio.
I would have guessed Gemini.
What's wrong with Scorpios?
Gemini would have been my second guess. You know what's
wrong. Yeah, Gemini would have been my first guess. Because I'm married to a Gemini. I would never let him in my nightclub.
Right.
I'm kidding. I don't know. Which zodiac sign is it?
Aries.
What?
Danielle, you're out.
That's my sign. I'm very nice. I don't cause problems in the club.
I don't know. If one of us was to get in a bar fight, I'd put my money on you.
So they're saying Aries, in their experience as a club and, you know, fights and skirmishes in the club, they knew they were... How do they know they were all Aries? They checked their ID?
Well, I mean, they've got their ID. I'm sure if people are getting arrested, they take a look, see what's going on over there.
They're saying Aries causes the most turmoil in a club.
Yeah. Because of that, they're banned.
Wow.
So that means I have to go get a fake ID if I'm an Aries, if I want to go to Zamboni.
Maybe.
Wow.
I'd like to know if they're really sticking to this or if they just, you know, are using it as, hey, if we suspect something and you're an Aries, you're out. I don't know.
No,
I've only had one club fight, and it wasn't my fault. It was years ago.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, I see. I'm not really a big believer in people, you know, with the profile of a person and the way they are because of their sign. Mm-hmm. But we do see some connections. Like, I'm a Leo, and they say that Leos are a bunch of a-holes. Mm-hmm. We're controlling a-holes. Okay, I'll give you that. And what is your sign, Gandhi?
I'm Sagittarius. And I mean, if you were to look at the characteristics of the Sagittarii, it's spot on. We are flighty and we cannot be pinned down. We like to have a good time, maybe sometimes too honest for our own good. There's a lot that I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. I see that.
And Danielle, as an Aries, you are known as
I have no idea.
Okay.
I've never really looked into it. I like the Aries sign because I feel like my dad gives me signs with that sign. But I've never honestly even looked to see what an Aries is. So I don't know.
So I know that my best match, according to the signs, is an Aries man who apparently are insane. And this makes a lot of sense.
Oh, there you go.
Insanity. Yeah. Well, there you go. A club that says you cannot come in. I mean, you get there and they say, I need to see Aries, please. And they look at you. Aries, no.
Yeah, you're not coming.
Go.
Danielle, this is totally you.
What is it?
A go-getter who balances work and personal life. You can switch from a homebody to a night on the town easily. That's totally you.
That is totally me.
That is totally you.
There you go.
Yeah.
And most likely to cause a fight at the nightclub.
Yeah. And Diamond says, hands down, this is the right choice, that Aries are the worst, that they're menaces. What? And
excuse
they shouldn't
me?
Well, turn on Diamond. What, Diamond, why are you saying that?
Well, my dad is an Aries, and so is my sister, and so is my best friend, now that I'm thinking about it. All three of them have one thing in common.
What?
They lose it at the drop of a dime. Like, I'm saying, like, 1 to 10 within 30 seconds, and then they calm right back down like nothing ever happened. I'm like, no, I totally get it.
That is me. I will get so upset, and then, like, 5 minutes later, I'm like, like, can we pretend that didn't happen?
I know. And everyone around is, like, walking around like, what happened to that?
Yep.
Right.
You're mad 1 minute, and then you're like, okay, so what's for dinner?
It's like a goldfish. They go around the bowl.
The dust hasn't even settled in the room, and Danielle's like, yeah, everything's great. I'm great. What happened?
All right. Well, so where'd you get that Aries description? Where'd that come from?
I just Googled it. I said Aries female traits, and this is what Google kicked back to me.
Okay, look up Leo. Tell me more about me.
Traits of a Leo man, and it does matter which gender you are. You are loyal, creative, protective, possessive, stubborn, confident, passionate, charismatic.
Okay, so now hear me out. All those descriptors you just gave us?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that describe all of us? I mean,
no.
Pretty pretty much.
No, but that definitely described you for sure.
And that's not nearly as bad as a Scorpio. Can we get back to Scorpio? Because if you look at
With Scorpios?
Read the Scorpio one. It's fiery, jealousy, anger. They are not meant to be.
See, I thought that of Gemini. Okay, read Scorpio.
Okay.
Very jealous.
Male. Scorpio man.
Or female. Which one?
Both.
Man, woman.
Oh, which one?
No, we can't do both. Just do one or the other.
I'm the male.
All right, I'm going to give it to you, Froggy, because you are the male.
Okay.
It says that you are intense, scary, secretive, sexual, sensual, deep, and vengeful.
Vengeful, there you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I agree. I'm all of that stuff.
You do? Yeah. I don't think so. I mean, some of it, but not all of that.
I can be vengeful. Oh, if you screw me over, I'll screw you back. No problem.
Go to line 20, Kamitra. Let's see.
Good morning.
Is this Kamitra?
It is.
Okay, so you say, absolutely, if you owned that nightclub called Zamboni, you would not allow Aries in your nightclub either. Why is that?
Absolutely not. I don't blame them one bit. The most toxic sign that I know is Aries.
What?
If you want, listen, they are arrogant. They're arrogant and narcissistic and so drama filled.
First of all, I am not any of those things. Yeah, I don't know who you're dealing with over there.
Oh,
isn't it easy for us, Kamitra? Hear me out. Kamitra, isn't it easy for us to make this kind of judgment because we've been burned by one person who so happened to have been an Aries? Right. Or are you talking about dozens of people you know who are Aries and they're all a bunch of idiots?
Well, I have a very personal connection to an Aries, and he is so toxic, and he's angry all the time, but volatile, the drop of a hat. He goes straight to 20. He's in prison right now. If that means anything.
Well, hope he's calming down in the prison.
Wait, he's in prison right now.
He's in prison.
I wonder if prisoners.
I wonder if most incarcerated people are Aries. Can we do a study? All right. Well, look. I'm not going to say you're wrong, Kamitra, because obviously your experience with Aries has been awful, and I'm glad that you're on a better path without this guy in your life. So good for you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Oh, Kamitra, thank you for listening. What's that, Nate?
I was just wondering. Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
So her ex is in prison. Do you think his cellmate was concerned about his sign? Right? Like, oh, God, he's an Aries. I don't want to be bunking with him. Oh,
that'd
no.
be hilarious. Could you
imagine? I don't know. I think at that point, we don't have much of a say-so, I don't think.
I don't think so.
All right. Is Sandra still on line 19?
Yeah.
No, Sandra, you are an Aries, and you totally get it. You're agreeing with Kamitra, the last caller, that you're toxic and the worst?
All right, well, no. Now, she threw out some fighting words, but I will say, in general, I'm kind of a dick, and I know it about myself, you know?
All right.
But wait. So I think, yes.
Do you blame the sign, the stars, for you being that? Or do you take a little responsibility because maybe that's on you also?
No, I mean, I think, all right, I will blame my dad a little bit because he's a dick. We'll start there if we're pointing fingers. Wow. And then I will also say I'm a very self-aware jerk. So it's like, it's maybe not the sign, it's me, but I fall into the Aries category, so I understand we're fiery. I'm zero to hero, like they're saying. You know, it's one of those things where I will snap at you, and then 2 seconds later, I'm like, so, what's going on? How's the weather today? You know?
Wow. Get out of here.
All right.
Yeah, no.
Now, are you the kind of person, Sandra, are you the kind of person that would say, hey, don't cross me. You don't even know how mad I can get. Or you haven't even heard mad yet. I'm going to let you know. I mean, do you warn people? Because you know they're about to push a button on you. And so you're like, you need to back off. I'm warning you.
You know, I think the older I get, yes. Young me would have been very much so, go ahead and look at the chart and you can figure it out on your own. But at this point, I think for my own inner peace and the fact that I know that my rage is so present that I do kind of try to say, listen, I'm going to walk away. But if they choose to stick around, that's on them.
Okay. I like that. You start to push my buttons. I'm going to look at you in the eye and go, you know what? I'm warning you. You have no
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, you know.
I am caged heat.
Yeah. And it's like I don't want to be a jerk, but, you know, it's just, it's there, and it creeps out when you push me.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the warning. Yep. And I love your self-awareness. It's very enlightening. I love that. And I'm not going to mess with you. We're going to like, nothing to see here. Sandra's on the phone.
Right. As I'm cussing you out in my head, I'm going, please stop that. Why are you doing that? Please don't do that to them. But okay, it just perfect. Continues, you know?
All right, Sandra, the Aries, we're going to leave you alone. Have a great day. And let's not poke the
Thank
bear.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. I appreciate you.
Thank you for not hurting us. Thank you. Yeah. Carry on. And there you go. I never knew. Before this conversation, before this nightclub edict mm-hmm. saying no one can come in if they're in yeah. Aries, I didn't even know there was a problem with Aries until now.
Me either.
And there you go.
All right, who's next? More Elvis Duran in the C100 Morning Show.
Listen up. All this. Coming up next.
C100. We're just hours away from our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One.
The biggest headliners in live music will be taking over T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas, tonight.
Limited seats still available at AXS.com.
Don't miss Big Sean, Camila Cabello, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, Gwen Stefani, Halsey, Hozier, Keith Urban, New Kids on the Block, Paramore, Shaboozy, The Black Crowes, The Weeknd, Thomas Rhett, Victoria Monet, and a special performance by Coldplay's Chris Martin.
Plus, some special surprises and moments you are not going to want to miss.
Our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One.
Stream only on Hulu.
And listen on iHeartRadio.
Tonight, it continues, starting at 10:30 p.m.
Capital One is the proud presenting partner of the 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, bringing great products, rewards, and services to its customers. What's in your wallet?
iHeartRadio, music you should know, featuring Lawrence, What You Want.
Eyes on me. Eyes on me. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. Tell me what you need. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. Bust me, got 10 ways that you hate me. Don't ever call a girl crazy, but lately, that is exactly what you're trying to make me. My mind's racing, I'm impatient. My meditation tells me it's in my head, but there you're going again with all the copy and pasting.
Sweepstakes. I've been a pre-K. I don't need a replay. Running around like a chicken with my head cut off. And tell me what you need.
Eyes on me. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need.
Tell me what you want.
Kiss me. Tell me what you want.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want.
custom station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmine Galante marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart Radio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
I'm not afraid to die. turning up. Yeah, we turning up. They point out the colors of you. I see them too, and boy, I like them.
phone tap.
Let's do the phone tap. It's Garrett. What do you have today, Garrett?
Something different. So Virgil wants to play a phone tap on her grandson, Chad. Now, we never really have a grandmother or a grandparent wanting to play a phone tap on their grandson or, granddaughter. So Chad has been encouraging grandma to get back out into the dating world because she's been single for a while now. So Virgil's going to start the call to her grandson, Chad, saying, hey, I met someone.
Oh, okay. So a grandma is phone tapping her grandson. All right. Let's see what happens. We haven't had one of these ever,
hello?
I don't think.
Hi, Chad. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I just finished making lunch, you know.
Well, you know, I was out the other night, and I met this young man, very, very nice, and I started bragging about you. He goes to the same college as you do, and yeah, and I hope you don't mind. I gave him your information because I thought perhaps you guys would get along and be buddies, or it's never a bad thing to have a friend.
That's nice.
Well, he should be calling you.
Oh, well, thanks, Grandma. That's nice.
Well, look, I got to go, but give me a kiss.
Well, of course. All right, I'll call you next week, Grandma.
Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Hey, Chad, this is Chris. I met your grandmother. She gave me your number, and,
Yeah, my grandmother mentioned this. I was like, oh, okay. I'm sorry if she was bothering you. She loves to talk about, you know, me and school and stuff like that.
Yeah, she loves you, man. I mean, she's a very sweet lady. She explained everything to you, right?
She said you were going to give me a call. Maybe, you know, we could maybe go grab coffee or a beer or something like that. I'm cool with that.
So you're cool that I'm dating your grandmother?
All right, real funny. You're dating my grandmother.
She didn't tell you?
Wait, what?
I was helping out at the bingo hall about 2 months ago, and we kind of hit it off, and we've been seeing each other for the last 2 months, so that's why I thought this is what the phone call was all about.
What? How old are you, man?
I'm 22.
What?
I know it's a little awkward, but I thought that's what...
A little awkward? You guys went out together?
We've been hanging out for the past, like, month and a half, 2 months. Well, she said she was lonely, and, you know, I came into her life at the right time, and you know, we hit it off.
She came into her life at the wrong time. She's 70 years old, man.
Listen,
right time?
I just wanted to make sure you're cool with it, kind of get your permission, because...
Yeah, make sure I'm cool with it. Do I sound like I'm cool with it? Jesus Christ, man.
I know we have Aunt Jackie's party coming up this Sunday, and that's why I was trying
It's my Aunt Jackie. It's not your... And Jack, you're going to be at that party?
I was invited by Virgie to come to...
Quit with some Virgie and you're not coming to the party. If you do show up, I'm going to beat the out of you right there in front of my family and in front of my grandmother.
She's a very mature, sophisticated, great lady and lover, too.
Don't talk about her like that, all right?
She is a great lover, and, you know, we shared...
I don't want to hear this.
We had a great, intimate kiss at Applebee's. What if us three go to a nice early bird dinner and we can talk this over?
You're sick, man. What the hell do you want right now?
Chaddy, honey, are you something wrong?
Did that kid Chris call me? What the hell is...
Isn't he nice?
No, Grandma, he's not nice. You got it.
He's very nice.
Grandma.
Did you like him? Did you get along?
Grandma, you can't date someone that's 22 years old.
Don't you trust your Grammy enough to know what's good for her?
Grandma, I hope you are joking. This is absolutely terrifying.
Hey, Chad, you just got phone tapped.
Grandma, who are you, nuts?
I love you, Chaddy.
Oh, that creeps me out so much, Grandma. Don't do that.
This is actually Garrett from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Oh, my God. I just got chills.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. The free iHeartRadio app has over 100 commercial-free stations, like K-pop radio. Just search K-pop radio and listen now on your free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good.
'Tis the season for Jingle Ball. And this year, we're adding a new tradition. Our first ever Jingle Ball lineup announcement party. Presented by Capital One.
Starring the kid Leroy. Also starring Dasha.
Coming to your radio and the iHeartRadio app. This Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Brought to you by Capital One, bringing great products, rewards, and services to its customers. What's in your wallet?
You know, you can be the first to hear this year's Z100 Jingle Ball lineup and score the first pair of tickets before they even go on sale. This Friday morning at 8, right here at Z100.
New York's number one hit music station.
Be not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, that's
tonight,
right.
I'm on all of you tonight. Give me everything tonight. For all we know, we might not get tomorrow. Let's do it tonight. Sexy, tell them, hey, give me everything tonight, give me everything tonight, give me everything tonight, give me everything tonight.
Take advantage of the night, cause tomorrow I'm off to do battle, perform for a princess, but tonight, I can make you my queen and make love to you endless. It's insane the way the name growing, money keep flowing, hustlers moving silent, so I'm tiptoeing, so keep flowing, I got it locked up. Lindsay Lohan, put it on my life, baby. I make it feel right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight.
Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight. And I might take you home with me if I could tonight. And baby, I'ma make you feel so good tonight. Cause we might not get tomorrow.
Your girl, what I'm involved with is deeper than the Masons, baby, baby, and it ain't no secret. My family's from Cuba, but I'm an American. I don't get money like secrets. Put it on my life, baby. I'll make it feel right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight, darling.
Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight. And I might take you home with me if I could tonight. And baby, I'ma make you feel so good tonight. Might not get tomorrow.
10.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not too different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, mother. Just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice. And we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really.
Show.
Let's play a game. Scary.
Give me an intro.
I'm thinking of a pasta. No, there's money involved here.
Okay.
Exciting.
Call Diamond. Diamond! Yep. We're having a contest called I'm Thinking of a Pasta.
Okay.
Prepare yourself for ratings excellence.
Winners only.
I'm thinking of a pasta. Mm. Let me record my answer.
Oh.
All right. Ding. All right. It's now time to play I'm Thinking of a Pasta. Let's go talk to Lexi. Hi, Lexi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How's your day so far?
It's going pretty good.
Well, it's about to get really, really great. It's about to get
I
swinging.
So.
Your day's about to slap.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
if you guess the pasta I've written on this piece of paper, you will win $100 cash. Boom. Bam. And please don't call them noodles. It's pasta. Okay. All right. I'm thinking of a pasta. What is your answer, please?
Fettuccine.
Fettuccine. Oh, what a fine.
Aww.
Why'd you push the buzzer? You don't even know what my pasta is.
Oh, it's not?
Fettuccine is not correct. I'm sorry. Thank you. There's nothing better than fettuccine Alfredo. By the way, don't put cream in Alfredo sauce. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know.
Alfredo has no cream in it.
Well, then what makes it creamy?
Really?
Look it up.
Oh.
Okay, there's an Olive Garden commercial right now on television that says it does have
okay, yeah, creamy Alfredo sauce.
If it's creamy Alfredo sauce, it's different. Real Alfredo does not have cream in it.
Oh
my goodness.
Ryan, good morning.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Elvis.
Ryan.
Morning, everybody.
Come on, let's mind meld. I'm thinking of a pasta. Go. What?
The whatever the Nate wanted.
Oh.
I wish I
got Katie and Craig.
No, that is not correct.
Aww.
Damn it. Damn it. Oh. I wanted it to be you.
Darn it.
Thank you, though, Ryan. Let's see. I'm thinking of a pasta. Vincent. Good morning.
Good morning, Elvis. How are you?
Well, your name is Vinny. I know you're Italian. I know you know pasta better than anyone else.
I do know pasta. It's my favorite food.
Okay. I'm thinking of a pasta.
Is it farfalle?
Farfalle. Bow tie pasta?
Yeah, that's bow tie.
That is not it. Damn it!
Oh, boy.
Damn it to hell!
Gosh, this is hard.
It's the most frustrating day of my life. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
I'm thinking of a pasta.
The shell pasta?
As in pasta shells?
Oh,
pasta, yeah, you can call them shells. I love pasta shells, especially in the springtime with little some peas and cream. And that's not it, though.
Thank you. Feta and spinach as well.
Very I'll good. Do that, yeah, too. I'll stay here all friggin' day till someone guesses the pasta. Good morning, Kay. I'm thinking of a pasta.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. I mean, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Yes, what pasta am I thinking of?
Rigatoni.
A rigatoni?
Oh.
What's a rigatoni?
A rigatoni.
Rigatoni.
Yeah.
You mean rigatoni?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's not it. But you know what? You're getting warmer.
Oh.
I'll give you a hint. It's tubular.
Oh!
Who's next?
So many varieties.
I'm thinking of a pasta. Hello, Gary.
It's tubular.
Gary, it's tubular.
Like a sock.
What pasta am I thinking of?
Cavatiel.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not it. But thank you. Delicious pasta. I'm going to have one more. And if, here we go. Christina, if you don't get it, we're moving on with our lives. Christina, I'm thinking of a pasta. What, gnocchi? Nah, that's not it. I love gnocchi. I love gnocchi. Not it.
Delicious.
All right. You've been listening to I'm Thinking of a Pasta.
Well, what's the answer?
What was it? Are you being tricky?
What?
Are you being tricky? Like, is it lo mein?
No, okay. No, it's used in an Italian dish that's okay. Very famous.
Okay. What is? Can you tell us?
No.
Oh. We're just going to keep guessing all morning?
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
It's written on this piece of paper. It's tubular. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm looking at the text messages, and I see someone did text it in.
Oh. Can we start guessing?
What, no, we have people ready to guess right here. Good morning, Cassie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Do you love pasta?
Oh, my gosh, I do. I live on pasta.
Me too. And we'll die on pasta. All right, I'm thinking of a pasta. I'm giving you one chance. And the only clue we've given you is it's tubular. What is your guess?
Yeah, I think I got it. I'm thinking of penne.
Oh!
You are
what?
So close.
Tricky.
So close, but thank you.
I can't believe nobody had guessed penne before that. That's kind of like the go-to, you know?
It is.
Go-to pasta.
Thank you for listening, though, Cassie.
Thank you.
As she walks away with her head held low. Yeah. All right, it was fun for a minute, but now the I'm thinking of a pasta bit is getting a little crispy.
Is it?
It's $100 up for grabs. I wrote it down on this sheet of paper. Uh-huh. I'm giving you clues, and still no one is getting it.
Okay. And you're not being tricky.
I'm not being tricky at all. I'm
We're
thinking
just
of
missing
a,
it.
It's a pasta.
Okay.
Can we please let this end? Brittany, please, can we put this to bed? Brittany, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm ready for I'm thinking of a pasta to be over. All right. So it's tubular and acne. What pasta am I thinking of? Okay. Wait, hold on. Who is that?
That is my son. He is my 2-year-old little guy.
Aww. What if he so gets cute. It right?
Yeah. Now, if you win $100, you can buy your son a lot of stuff. Now, I'm thinking of a pasta. The hey, calm down. I'm thinking
energy.
Of a pasta. It's tubular. What pasta am I thinking of?
Phil and I are thinking the tally.
What is it?
Like,
did you say manicotti?
Yeah, manicotti.
Manicotti. Damn it! There is no God. Let me talk to him.
had his blinky, so he's excited.
Now yeah, I know. I get excited about that, too. All right, well, thank you anyway, Brittany. What's your son's name?
Philip.
You tell Philip we said, yo, what's up?
Aw.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to us, though. I appreciate it. Is this ever going to end, ever?
Hey, question. Is Manicotti the same as Manigot?
Okay, up here in New York, they call it Manigot, which is just, that's how they totally obliterate the Italian language.
Yeah. Growing up where I did, I would watch The Sopranos.
Yes.
And Tony would be like, yeah, let's get some Manigot and some mozzarella. And I'm like, what the hell are these words? Yeah. Some prosciutto.
I know.
What are these words?
Yeah.
They are
exactly how they sound.
Mistakes.
They are not mistakes. Okay. Tony Soprano does not make mistakes.
He's dead.
I think he did.
Oh.
Oh, what?
I'll be the first to admit it was a mistake saying it that way my whole life, but that's how I was weaned, and that's how I will continue to say it.
Did you say winged?
Yes, W-E-A-N-E-D.
All right, we move on. People are trying to like slither in to guess the pasta.
Yeah.
Even through that talk back feature on the iHeartRadio app.
Penny pasta.
It's not penne, no.
Is it called Salatini?
No. No. I didn't know something so stupid would make me so mad. You see, it's my fault. I started it.
You did.
I take full blame. Oh, breakfast is here. Let's hurry. All right. Where's the music, Scary?
We ran out of space.
No, we didn't.
Hold on,
I got you. We didn't run out of space. I can't do my contest without some music.
I got music for you.
Scary.
I got you.
Come on. You don't have me. You don't have me.
I can get back at all times, Mr.
Durant. He's falling. He's flailing.
I'm doing better.
It's now time to get back to I'm Thinking of a Pasta. For the love of God, Brianna, I'm thinking of a pasta for $100. What pasta is it?
ZD.
That's right.
Absolutely correct. I'm thinking of ziti, my favorite dish, baked ziti.
Yeah.
Brianna, how did you finally get it?
Yes, it kind of just clicked. Ziti was on my radar, and then once you said acne, I was like, duh, zit.
Yeah, zit. Hello. Well, there you go. $100. You won. This is the dumbest contest ever. Almost as dumb as I'm thinking of a fabric. Brianna, enjoy your money. Thank you for listening to us. And thanks for finally putting this thing in the grave and covering it with lots of dirt. I appreciate it. ZD,
glad
people.
I could help.
Yes.
ZD.
Enjoy your breakfast. How did we not
enjoy
get
your day. Hold on one second. There you go, ZD.
Okay. Hello. ZD. Duh.
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 And there you go.
Tell your smart device to wake you up to Z100 on iHeartRadio.
As I open my eyes.
And start your day in the know.
Without reaching for your phone.
Z100.
New York's number one hit music station.
Always playing what's hot.
It's Serena Carpenter.
Your favorite songs.
Hey guys, it's Bruno Mars.
The vibe of New York City.
This is Dua Lipa.
Elvis Duran. Listen live on Z100 in New York or wherever you are on our free.
The free iHeartRadio app has over 100 commercial-free stations like K-pop radio. Just search K-pop radio and listen now on your free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good.
Tis the season for Jingle Ball. And this year, we're adding a new tradition. Our first ever Jingle Ball lineup announcement party. Presented by Capital One.
Starring the kid, Leroy. Also starring Dasha.
Coming to your radio and the iHeartRadio app. This Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Brought to you by Capital One, bringing great products, rewards, and services to its customers. What's in your wallet?
You know you can be the first to hear this year's Z100 Jingle Ball lineup and score the first pair of tickets before they even go on sale. This Friday morning at 8, right here at Z100.
New York's number one hit music station.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Mm-hmm. And you come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we
start to dance and I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room. And now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. First day, but you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And even getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. My waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Come, coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. Now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Shape of you.